you tonight. I want to meet with you. I want to meet with you, Jesus. Don't see this as a moment just to pray so that we can start the word, but see this as a moment to encounter Jesus. By your light we see light, Jesus. Woo! Yele monoko fila kabara silatash. Yele monoko doboro sife kehila kobre suliantai. Vanande kumino suvine kabarasi. Jene mama mama mama. Ela borosife kadiata bababas. Ele veloga dobosive kediata bababosia. Yele monomono mokosi. Kabres koriante viliatai. There's a word for you tonight. There's a word, there's an instruction for you tonight. Ele mana kosivele, ene mono mono moro diele mama monde. Fani ene mo saye ne mama monde. Yeni ana mamo saye ne mama monde. Yeli bredia la ne na mamo. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, faithful one. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let your word come out with grace. Let my mouth be seasoned with salt and with grace. Let the heart of men be open to receive your word. Let our ears be opened. Let our heart be connected to you. Thank you, Holy One. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please welcome your neighbor to your right and to your left. Online brethren, we welcome you tonight. Thank you for fellowshipping with us. Thank you. And we pray that the Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus. First, I'd like to thank God's servant, the shepherd over this house, Reverend Austin Upore, and his lovely wife, Reverend Grace Upore, and to the council, the pastorate, and the leaders for this great opportunity. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. To start on a lighter note, you know, something that I wonder so much when couples come and they say, we are doing everything not to make a baby comes. And I'm like, are you sure you are really doing everything? Are you sure? Yeah, are you sure you're really doing everything? I like the way Pastor Adi Kosito said, we are doing everything, minus one. Hallelujah. You know, back then when we were young, you know, you'll see maybe ladies, girls in school, and you say pregnancy just jumped on me. I'm like, how? I don't understand. You're in your house and pregnancy just jumped out. Hallelujah. You did everything, but for one. And all God needed is that one. You know, God works in mysterious ways. He works in mysterious ways. I remember all God needed to make me part of what God is doing in our city in Lagos today was the excuse of my job. That was all he needed. He needed that excuse. I needed a good job. So I had the opportunity to be transferred to Lagos. And I remember when I came into Lagos, after 3 months, I almost resigned because I was not just cut off with Lagos life. I grew up in Ekiti. I grew up in Owo. From Owo, I now moved to Ekiti. So you can imagine that kind of... You understand? As in, you practically wait for the best taxi to enter in those places where I grew up. Like, this one is not fine. As in, that's like kind of place I grew up from. I grew up in a place where you could literally go to the back of your house and you see green vegetables, pepper, and you can eat pounded yam 3 times a day. Like, it's... And some of you wish you had that kind of life. Oh, God. I remember the first time I took Pastor Beke to Ekiti. There was a ministration, and I asked Pastor Beke to follow me. And he tasted corn. Fresh corn. Not Lagos kind of corn. Fresh. The one they call Ibeni. The meaning of Ibeni is the one that they caught today. Fresh. He can testify. He said he tasted like honey. It's one reason why some of us, I find it difficult to taste any fruit in Lagos. You see banana and you're wondering, what is this? This cannot be banana. This cannot be pawpaw. As in this. Oh God. But what God needed was just that one excuse. 3 months, I now started work on the island. I almost died. That's the word. I almost died. We'll be in traffic, and I'll sleep, I'll wake up. And I realize that every time we are still, sometimes 30 minutes, I'm like, I just saw that signboard now. And I wonder, like, no, I cannot. I can't. But God in his mercies. I remember the day I told myself I was going to pack my load. The only mistake I did, just like he said, you know, you did everything but just one. I went to pray. And he said, it's not time. I brought you here for a reason. Wait, you will see it. A few months of that time, we met our Father in the Lord. And the rest, they say, is Israel. All God needs is that one excuse. That might be the message that somebody might go back home with tonight. All God needs is just that one excuse. Last week, we started a topic. My time is running, and we started a topic last week. Sorry, we said that topic 4 weeks ago. I was privileged to take a section of that topic last week. And my focus and my emphasis was on presence. Reverend John took us on purity. Please, if you can, kindly go back to these messages. Try and listen to them. It's a series. You can't take one and leave the other. The three are actually joined together, just the same way I was saying. You can't wait for power section and say what I want is power. No. You don't get to power without presence. You don't get to presence without purity. So it is it's a sequel. Just you have to follow it. And there's so many things that God will bless you with. Before I go on, I remember last week I said something. You know, again, that's why we have elders in the house. So that when... That's why we have elders in the house. You know, last week I was telling us in the book of Ephesians chapter 5, where the Bible was talking about how... So let's go there so I don't paraphrase this time around. Because Reverend Jonathan said, I didn't read scripture last week. And I said, I did a lot of paraphrasing. He said, no, scripture.
Hallelujah.
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 24. Ephesians 5, 24. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 24. Old KVG. My revelations are in old KJV. If you take me to another, don't let me lose my revelation. Have you gone to minister somewhere beforehand? You call a scripture, I now give you TPT. And you are now looking for your revelation. My revelation is looking there. He said, therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let wives be to their own husband in everything. You know, this scripture just told us the similitude. It didn't give us the example. Hallelujah. I will read. He said, now, husband, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church, and gave. So he gave us the example of the kind of love. It means that if your love is not as high as this, then what you claim to be love is not love. So that was what I was saying last week. But the elders brought another scripture to balance it. So, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 5 to 7. So that women, you not go and harass your husband at home and say, you love me, if you are not able to die for me. So the men of Issachar, they came with scripture. So that we can use that one. He said, for after this manner, in the old time, the holy women also, who trusted in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands. Next verse. Even. Somebody say even. So there's a similitude. As Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord. Whose daughters. Now listen. He said, whose daughters ye are. That you are not a bastard. This is your mother. As long as ye do well and are not afraid with any amazement. Next verse. Likewise, ye husband, dwell with them. They will not leave us alone. Even after Apostle Peter still gave the women, he added us. He said, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife, as unto the weaker vessel, and as being their heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers, see, they did not still leave us. You know, they did not tell the women anything, just told them the instruction. Our own, he still added something. He said our prayers will still be hearing that again. That's the balance I wanted to give. Hallelujah. Last week we started and we talked about the presence of God. We talked about power not being available in our day and in our time. And we said the reason is not because God's power is not available, but because there are men who are not ready to wield the power of God. And we said, for you to get into power, you must first start in purity. From purity, you move into God's presence. And we talked about several things about the scripture. And I remember when we said that what we gave a definition to what the presence of God is, and we said the presence of God is not in goosebumps, is not a feeling. Because you might have goosebumps. Is in this place where we had good bumps that somebody still found a way to steal a phone in that same moment. So because you might have good bumps and you can go and sleep in a brother's house that night. So you know that that's not the presence of God. So we said it's not a feeling. It's not something you feel. It is a life that you live. And we said it is the reality of God making himself known to a believer. So when you see God, you see his face, you come into his presence. There are things that you see in that atmosphere. And we said, how do you host God's presence? We said you have to start in purity. Matthew chapter 5, verses 8, when Jesus was giving a beautiful sermon on the mount, and he said, Blessed are they that are pure in heart, for they shall see God. And we said one of the key things in this scripture is not an outward cleanliness, but both outward and inward, because the emphasis that God has in his heart is in the heart, because that is where God looks. And we gave an example of the man who came to Jesus and said, Lord, I believe, but help that my unbelief. And what he was essentially saying to Jesus is that even though my outward appearance showed that I believe you, but there is somewhere that you are looking at. And we gave a scripture that with the heart, man believes, and with the mouth, confession is made. So even if you make the confession and there is no ear, then it means that it's just a lip service. And we talked about practicing thanksgiving and worship. We looked at the book of Psalms 100, verses 4. We talked about number 3, is to obey the word of the Lord and walk in reverence in John chapter 14, verse 23. And we said that if you obey him and do his will, he will come looking for you. God looks for a man that he can inhabit. He said that in the book of Isaiah, when he came with a burden, and he said he's looking for a place where he can stay. He said, the heavens is my throne, the earth is my footstool, but yet I'm still looking for somewhere. There's still a desire in my heart that I long for. And it was from that point that we stopped. So I will continue from there. I have just one more other point to share to you on how to host God's presence. But before I do, I'd like us to read a scripture in Isaiah chapter 40, verses 31. Isaiah 40, 31. Media, I need you to really work with me today. It said, but... No. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 2. Isaiah 1, verses 2. He said, hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth. For the Lord hath spoken, I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. Next verse. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib. He said, but Israel doth not know, my people doth not consider. He said, I've raised the children. I gave birth to them. I created them. But the response of that child or those set of children is that the Bible said that they have rebelled against me. And he gave us an example. And the example that Jesus or God gave us in this scripture is so funny, because this example, Jesus had to bring it so low to say that the response that he needed did not even require any form of intelligence from the children that he created. He said, an ox. How many of you know an ox? Don't worry, that might be a bit hard for Lagos people, but let me give you a very good example. My mother's friend came at some point and gave us one goat in the house when we were in Ekiti. The goat was a gift. And for us to make the goat knows that he has transitioned realms and dimension, we needed to let the goat know that your previous owner is not your new owner. You now have a new owner. So what we tried to do for the goat was that we had to tie him up in a particular spot, and we're feeding him on that spot on a daily basis. Now, that regimen lasted 2 weeks. You can't do below. You can do above. This thing I'm telling you is not written in any... If you say you want to go and read a journal, that what Jabez is saying, you cannot find in any journal. But I'm telling you, it works. The same way a old mechanic, when you go to him and he says, Oga, my car is faulty, and he says, start the car. Raise him again. And he says, the carburetor is bad. And you're wondering, Oga, how did they know that this carburetor is bad? And you bring a machine to come and scan, you see that the carburetor is bad. So this thing I'm telling you, I cannot tell you how I know, but I can tell you that he walks. You tie the goat for 2 weeks. Like I said, not less than. It can be more than 2 weeks on that same spot. Ensure that that spot is the spot that you expect the goat will sleep in every day. So that same spot you keep feeding him. After 2 weeks, release the goat. The goat can travel from Ojota to Surulere. But I can assure you that every night, the goat will come back to that spot and it will come back and sleep. If for any reason that goat did not come back, is it that Lagos has happened or something has happened? But as long as the goat is alive and it can move, it will come back. So, can you see that that level of activity did not need any level of intelligence? It means that a fool can practice what I've said right now, and it will happen. So God is saying, I formed a people. All I needed was that they will return back to me. But they have decided, even though they are alive, they have decided that I will not inhabit them. And yet, that was why I created them. That is your design. That is my design. Just like the Bible said in the book of, I think it was Romans chapter 12, verses 1. It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the message of God that you present. Can you see here, Apostle? The Apostle was begging. He did not say, he said, I beseech you, I'm begging you in the name of God. By the message of God, that all it requires is just to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. He now ended, he said, this is your reasonable service. There's no time we would have looked at that word reasonable. Like I said, it does not require any form of intelligence. What have I said right now that is not for Damas? It's not for Damas. Is that you were created for something. Just give yourself to that thing. You were created to host a presence. Just give yourself to it. And be willing and be available. He that created you is longing and is looking for that opportunity to with you. And he's saying that the best part of yourself, you cannot even understand the best part of you without him giving expression to what he has given to you. I remember this same me that is talking to you right now. I cannot face Pastor Victor and talk to him one-on-one like this. I can't. It was so bad that in secondary school, I was telling my wife, in secondary school, when you ask me a question and I know the right answer, because of fear, I will start saying rubbish. You don't understand? I'll start saying nonsense. For example, you are saying, what is the name of this Bible? I can say, you travel from Zamfara and you go to... It's so funny. Even as at university, it was still the same. All it took was one scripture from the Lord. One scripture went and encountered my maker in a room. And he said, as for you, let the words of your mouth be seasoned with salt. It was from that day. I can preach like this for 5 hours. I will not stop from that day. Why are you now running away from the one who knows how to unlock you? Why? He said the hawks know it is master. It's only we that we have decided not to just listen to the one who has created us. The number 4 ways on how to host his presence is wait on him in prayer and in meditation. James chapter 4, verses 8. Wait on him in prayer and in meditation. He said, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. It's a, like I said, try and read the scriptures literally and believe that scripture that you are reading. Don't try to look for Greek. For example, one of the things that we try to tell a young believer who has given his life to Christ, and just to encourage that believer on how to read the scripture. As much as we encourage you later to get a study Bible, just try and read the scripture. As it, just read it. Don't look for Hebrew, don't look for Greek. Just take it as it is. I've used it and it has worked for me. It says, draw near to God. Did he put any condition? The only condition here is that you draw. And it says, he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Purify your heart, ye double-minded. It is now that we want the gifts of God, but we don't want the maker of those gifts. We don't. We want blessings, but we don't want the ones who gives the blessing. It's the same way a man who goes to see a babalawo. Everybody that goes to see a babalawo, I can tell you, their first intention is not to know the God of that altar. It's just so that he can solve a problem. It's only at some point when they now get neck deep, then they discover that the devil does not give you something for free. Even this God sometimes still gives for free. And all he's just asking for is that draw near to me. Lagos is designed to ensure. And if peradventure you are not in Lagos, you are in other parts of the world. The design of Babylon is to ensure that you don't draw near to him. And he can find several things to ensure. And those things will be legitimate things. How can you talk about somebody who comes to God and say, God, give me a job. And God gives you a job. And you now come back to him a few months after and say, the reason why I cannot serve you is the job that you gave to me. Reasonable. You are not just being reasonable. He says, I need a child. When you don't have a child, nobody slept in church. Your prayer cell leader did not sleep. Pastor Reverend Gaze did not sleep. You were calling everybody everywhere. He said, I need a child. God now in his mercy now said, okay, I'll give you one. Then you now come back to him and say, you see, the reason why I cannot be part of choir anymore is because I now have a child. And God is saying, Angel Gabriel, come. Should we take this child? Because I know. I just look at God and say, I don't understand within this one they talk. Let me give you this. You see? So I made a mistake. Is it that I made a mistake to have given in the first place? Draw near unto me, and I will draw near to you. We run after him. Our desire. I remember one of those, was it a song? We was talking about following the footsteps of Jesus. Like we are men and we are looking for him. One utterance that our father in the Lord said in IEC that never left me, said we are hunters. We are searching. We are looking out for his footsteps. Where did he go this morning? And you are looking out for him. That's a man who is desirous, a man who is waiting on him in prayer. Waste on Jesus. Waste on him. Waste on him with everything you have. Waste on him with your morning. Waste on him with your night. Waste on him with your food. Waste on him with your money. Waste on him. All you are looking for is that you are looking for him. Be like Abraham, who was searching. He kept on looking for a building whose maker and builder is God. Even as though they were not satisfied, God even had to open a dimension in spirit for them to see ahead in their days, in our own days. And the Bible says that with that, they found joy and they rejoiced in the spirit. What are you looking for? Sometimes you need to cut out from Lagos. I went to one place in Egbeda. I went to minister for my brother. There was one place in the, it was designed for retreat. I've seen one too on Instagram recently in Ikorodu. I've seen several, there's Redemption Camp. In fact, there's one new hotel now in MFM Camp. It's designed for retreat. Sometimes you need to cut away from the hustle and bustle of Lagos just to find Jesus. Some of, see, it's when you find those moments that you realize how far you are away from him. Our greatest, so let me move on. What happens in God's presence? So this is the main emphasis for today. What happens in God's presence? So when you find his presence, when you come to his presence, when it comes to inhabit you, when it comes to live with you, it takes over your body. What would you express? So like, Jabe, you don't keep telling me what the problem is, and it's just problem. What do I stand to gain? Can we negotiate now? And let me tell you what you stand to gain. And at the end of the day, you can now decide whether you want it or not. Number one, transformation. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 18. 2 Corinthians 3, verses 18. He said, but we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of God. Bible says in the book of Psalms, chapter 36, verse 9, he said, by his light, we see light. Hi, there's this song that I heard that has this song, Woli Rira. Woli Rira. That sound cannot, it can't match this thing. Iran la da fun e o. Oya Rira. Idifo. Idifo iyela da fun e o oya gbera gbera fo. What that song is saying is that prophet see. It says that your eyes was created to see. He said eagle fly, your wings were created for flight. How will you come into this reality and into this understanding if you don't come towards the light? How can... The best I wanted to become was to be an herbalist. You don't understand? Many of you might not know my story. You need to go and listen to some of my old messages and realize how I got in contact with a book by one of a primary schoolmate, secondary schoolmate. The guy brought an inheritance. Parents are giving their children good inheritance. This one brought ancient book. That was what was passed down to him. He brought it to school, and we concocted some things in that book, and we saw that that thing worked. So with that thing, we concocted, we say, burn these two things together, you put it in a ring, slap somebody, and the person is drinking water. So I saw it. Say, this power. So I went to steal my mother's money. I hope she's not watching this movie. I went to steal the money and I gave the guy to buy the book. So I went to do photocopy. And I was using that book to make incantations and several other things. And again, it was because, like I told you, remember I said I had a challenge. So in trying to hide away from my challenge, because I was feeble, people used to abuse me. People used to, what's the word that they normally use? Bully me. I remember there was a guy that beat me one day. The guy was beating me and he said, if I come near him, it would be. Every time I went, the guy kept on beating me. So it was because of that experience, I saw a way where I could also be a man. So I went, I did everything to buy that book. And meanwhile, every seed that the devil knows, for example, the devil knew that I was going to be a prophet one day. He knew that there was a particular bloodline, there's a particular ordination that needs to be tweaked.
So what he did was that he presented an option. Early in life, so I saw that option. I thought that that was it for me and I took it. God had to encounter me years later in school. And when I saw his presence, he said, let the words of your mouth. The devil did not cure what I had as a disease. He only gave me an alternative to it. Your best form is encoded when you see your maker. You don't get me. Hi. You are ED. You are an eagle. Your wings were created for flight. Anything else that you become, if you like become a chicken, it will not be because God did not give you wings to fly. It's because you have avoided your maker who can give to life the expression of what you have on your inside. No matter how powerful a lion is, it cannot dominate in a river. No matter how much it's called the king of the jungle, it cannot dominate in a river. An ordinary fish will make mess of him because he will struggle for breath, because that's not his natural habitat. How come you now think you can survive where God has not created you? You don't understand? Maybe me none. Of all, my mom can listen to this one. Is there anything she saw me? She said, even though I'm his only son anyway. And she said, I be Superman. I don't even know you can become what you are today. Even her. You know there's a way where you love your child. But even in your heart, you just know that this one, this one. I told her I was going to be ordained a pastor. That was far back then. She accepted. When I told her I'm going to be ordained as a reverend, he said, you. He said, my abbe. He said, you. He said, how? The best part of your life. And I'm not only saying this, that because I'm a reverend, I'm also saying that even in career, in family life, in several things, there's no way I should have ended up the way I've ended now, if not because I saw my maker. Who have you seen? This life that you are living, who have you seen? When you find him, you become your true self. That one, that ego that you have on your inside, you will see it. Have God shown you before? I can assure you, you have not seen you. I remember after God gave me that word, I slept and he showed me a vision. What I saw in that dream. The reason why you see some of our fathers behave the way they behave is because they saw something. When you see Bishop Oyedepo say, I can never be poor, he saw something. Don't go and take it and start running with that word. What have you seen? Your eyes were made to see visions. Your eyes. Yours. There are songs that God has encoded in your gene that nobody else will ever sing. But until you see him, that's when he reveals it to you. It doesn't make sense. But when you sing it, it makes a lot of sense. And you that you have meant, you are wondering, have you done something? You say, what did I do? What's this message? And no, you were doing it in a different reality. Transformation. Time is a problem. You are vulnerable outside your natural habitat. I've said that. Number two, joy and refreshing. Psalm chapter 16, verses 11. Psalm 16, verse 11. He said, thou will shew me the path of life, and in thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand, there are pleasures evermore. You know, one of the things that the devil has encoded into the nature of man is sin. So sin is a natural yoke that comes upon every man that is given birth to. But when you find God, when you encounter him, when you come into his presence, one of the things that God does is that he replaces the yoke of sin with his own yoke. And the Bible says, he said, my own yoke is what? Easy. My burden is light. So when he replaces that yoke and that burden on you, then he brings you into a realm of joy. The things that seems to hold you down. How many of you, when you gave your life to Christ, it seems as if your past were blotted away and like it did not exist? I mean literally, not the things that you were told. Literally. You've now found courage to go to Christ. You now found courage to express your desires to God. And you're not even afraid of it. Because you just knew that there was something different about your life. Joy. Joy that I'm talking about is not happiness. There are two different things. Happiness is sponsored by the things that you see around you, the things that you have. So you might have money and you might be happy. So when you don't have money, you're suddenly, some of the husbands in the house that are acting certain ways, women, I'm giving an expo. Sometimes it could be that there's no money. And that one is sponsored by happiness. I'm talking about the one that is sponsored by the Spirit of God. Who came upon a man, even when he was in prison, he said, I say to you, rejoice. How can a man that was incarcerated, telling the people that were outside living their lives to rejoice? In case they did not hear, he said it to them. He said, I say unto you again, rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice. That man saw something. He saw something that even death could not take away from him. He saw something that even when he was casted into the island of Patmos, he could not take it away from him. He saw something. What did you see? Only you. He said, this Nigeria now, he will not. But calm down. The same Nigeria that you are talking about, go to the airport. You will not even get a plane ticket. Do you know how much a plane ticket costs in this country? And people are traveling every day. Go to Transcom. Go there. Don't go and sleep. But go there. There is no room. You know how much a Transcom room costs in this country? The reason why you are disturbing yourself is that you have not found him. Because when you see him, there's a joy that is sponsors in your heart. And the output of that joy is it leads to happiness. You are unshakable, even in trials, in temptation. They say you don't have a child. You say, don't worry. Don't worry. If that would be my lot here on that, don't worry. But I've seen something. Bible says it will show unto them. Say, I don't care. I've seen something. You don't have a job. Don't worry. I've seen that the righteous does not forsake him. Neither does their seed beg for bread. And the guy is wondering, what's wrong with this guy? It was what God told me that made me stay in Lagos, even when I was on a 60,000 naira salary and I had a family. And don't come and tell me that 60,000 naira was big money. It was not big. But God showed me something. In that state, it said, ensure that the words of my servant is heard all over the world. With nothing. I saw something. It gave me joy. It gave me strength. It's what you see that makes you walk in the house of God, no matter what anybody is telling you. First few days, first few months when I met Kay, had to go and investigate Pastor Kayode. Had to go and investigate outside. It was later I came to tell him. He said, that guy, how much is the ministry paying him? Unfortunately, he went to ask somebody who had the information. And the person said, we are not giving him anything. He said, it's a lie. I don't believe it. That guy that wants to kill himself. see the way he even talked to me one day because I'm wondering, what is it? He must be paying. He said, we are not giving him a die. He said, it's a lie. I saw something. I saw the reward that God has given to me. And whatever man, I'm not saying that they want to give me something, I'm not calling. There's a caveat. There's a caveat to this, oh. No? But I saw something. I saw something. The king of Sodom came to Abraham. He said, the mistake you did was that you came late. Have seen a God. Do you realize that in that message, in that Bible, in that scripture, Abraham did not say that God gave him anything. You don't understand? The other kings came with substance. But Abraham said, I've lifted up my hands. The mistake you made was that I saw a God before you came, and I've lifted up my hands to him. There's joy. There's refreshing. You must do everything to keep your joy because it is a system that God has given to you in his presence, and nothing on earth can replace it. Nothing can throw you off balance once you come into this light. You can't have God in your life and there won't be joy in your life. If there is an absence of joy, there is an absence of God. Number three, glory and honor. First Chronicles chapter 16, verse 27. First Chronicles chapter 16, verse 27. It said, glory and honor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. His presence will rub off on you. A man, when you see a man that is honored by his fellow man, is a man that has come in contact with God's glory. So even your equals, your mates, even the elderly ones, would naturally accord you the honor. And you are wondering, what have I done? How many of you have seen our Father in the Lord? And you see him, he's not asking you to kneel down. How many of you have seen Apostle Aaron? You've not seen him. Okay. How many of you have seen Reverend Austin? That time that you came to see him and he just went down on your knees, who told you? Did anybody tell you? Did he ask for you? There's something that you saw beyond him. That's a man who carries presence. It conditions you. You are conditioned because that man came in contact with glory. It was when Moses came back, and the Bible says that men could not behold his face. They had to help them, they had to find a covering for his face. Glory rubs off on you. Glory. When a man finds God's presence, every other thing bows at his feet. Glory and honor. God's presence will elevate you. Men will submit when you carry his presence. See Daniel. Men could not sit down because they had to find a man who carried the presence of God. Husbands, the reason why it seems as if your wife does not respect you is because you lack God's presence. If you give her money, money does not replace presence. It's something that will make you. You see that scripture where the Bible said, and Sarah called her husband Abraham Lord. It wasn't that Abraham said, call me Lord. Don't go home and say, call me Lord. It will not happen. There's something that your wife would see that you will translate from habe to reverend in her eyes. I hope you can listen. There's a transition that must happen. That's why one of the few people that when they see you and they can, for example, your mother was the one who gave birth to you. So if your mother gets to a point that she calls you pastor, because that's, you, what do you want to hide from your mother? Your highest form of vulnerability. She saw it. Even when other people are calling you, say, this small boy. But when she comes into that reality, say, Kai, we cannot sit until this man comes. That's a man who has come in contact with glory. Your wife. When your wife sees you and can acknowledge and can testify to the grace of God upon your life, she saw something beyond your nakedness. She has seen a glory. You've heard of the story of a man who came to church and he wanted to preach, and the wife packed her loads to the church. And he said, Mommy Gio, what is the problem? He said, no. He said, is this one that is preaching that I want to marry? The one at home is a different version of the one that's preaching. So maybe this one that's preaching is a that one he has not seen glory. Has not seen glory. You come into glory. And on number three. Oh, that's four. Direction and clarity. Exodus chapter 25, verse 22. Exodus 25, 22. He says, and there I will meet with thee, and I will commune with thee. That's God saying to the children of Israelite. And from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubims, which are upon the ark of the testimony, of all the things which I give unto thee in commandment unto the children of Israelite. One of the things that God happened to do for the children of Israelite was that his presence brought about a direction for them. Bible talked about when the ark of the Lord lifted and he gave direction, even when they were lost, when they had no clarity. When you come into God's presence, one of the first things that comes to you is that you gain clarity. One of such clarity is clarity of purpose. You know why God has created you. You know why God has formed you. You know why God has ordained you. The reality of who you are comes alive. So there's clarity. As you behold him, the true reflection of what he has in mind will come alive in you. The true reflection of what he has in mind about you will come alive with you. Even if you go to him as Moses and say, I cannot talk. He says, no. I called you. I ordained you. That's your true reality. So clarity will come. Understanding will be unleashed. Every believer needs this moment to bed purpose. If you don't see him, you are just a 1975 version of yourself. And there are many who are walking upon the face of the earth and they have no idea of what he has said about their lives. Number four. Five, sorry. I think that's okay, right? We can wrap up. We should. More. I want to be like my father now. I've given you four. Yeah, I look for the two. How many of you have been in such service? And he will never give that to you again. He say, when next I'm back in Lagos, we'll take that to. Then he now comes to Lagos and say, the appointed time. Like, ah, no, now what about the two? I said, no, he's gone. All right, let me give you one more. I have two more, but let me give you one more. You look for one yourself. There's no way. You must look for one. There's no way you must look for one. Deliverance and healing.
Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Acts 10, 38. He said, our God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. I love this scripture. I can do this scripture for 2 hours. This scripture. Our God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Hey, it's all power. I'm a creature of power. Everything that seems like a stumbling block melts away before him. Everything. 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 You don't only, it doesn't only melt away, but you also become a dispenser of that power. You become a dispenser of that grace. You can't carry God and be worried about the challenges of life. He did not see Zachariah the high priest. All he did was just to stand before his presence. He was there that he discovered there was a filthy rag on him. The filthy rag was not only removed, but a new mitre was set upon his head. The reason why it seems as if your problem is big is because you have not seen God. You have not seen him. I'm trying to look for this scripture. When it says that we have... Okay, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22. Hebrews 12, 22. I'll wrap up here. Thank you, Spirit of God. He said, but ye are come unto Mount Zion. Unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. Next verse. He said to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirit of just men made perfect. Next verse. And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of the sprinkling, that speaketh better things than the blood. How can you come into this assembly and you say you are going back with a problem? Kai. How? You cannot. It cannot happen. There's mediator. There's company. There are angels. There's the blood. Hey. Have you gone to the place where you go and buy amala before? And they turn that soup. That soup, you'll be confused because you won't even know what to do. You see several assortments. Kai, hey, Bala Mosifa. You see several possibilities, and you are wondering: is it Inuero? Is it Shark? Is it? Then they announce your Oguve. They announce the head. The head. Oh my God! Oh my God! Kai, you can't carry God and be like this. You can't. There's a best version of you. Kai, there's a best version of you. There's a best version. Because even today, it seems as if there was no time. There's a best version of you. There's a best version of you. There's something that God has encoded in you that will never come alive until you see him. He says he does not take intelligence. All it takes is that you can just turn. Just turn to him. I know many things have tried to clip your wings. I know many things have tried to keep you in a perpetual state where you cannot give expression to your giftings and to your callings. I know. But he said, they that wait upon the Lord. Hi. Anamosufana kobaina sufeni. Said, they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. Hiya. Can you mount tonight? Let me take you to a place.
In the next 10 minutes, let me take you to a place. Orasivana monte bilakaboria. Maso iko. Thank you, Jesus. La radele mono kobali tiskizizi. Manemba likobana tori emasuvina kopana amane kabiale keli sufila umenataya meno kopeli tisila alaboro sila kabine. Oh, you will not die like your father died. Amina kapros kehila tomi. Ela mano si vela barute, amano copreski la tai. Come, ascend to the throne of grace and life. Manambre kohila kabilo sile, ambreska balo tobine, eni manato brakoli ataya. Oh yes, my brother, strike it. Aye la radebo sune me morodi akavi. Ama mamo tailele mo. Amane kamane aliele mo sehila mama mo. Ooh. Apreskopina tailam broska dahile. There are songs locked up in your spirit. There are messages that are locked up in your spirit. That's the invention that God has kept on your inside. But you must see the God of glory. Oh! You have 8 more minutes. Apraskota. Ambreskati brekoria tai. Men gave up on me. Men gave up on me. My father looked at me. He said, you can never amount to anything. Hey! Yes, say ne mano taya dabo say ne amanade. Come to the assembly tonight. Abraskatila. Oh, shakaporia. I say hile barua tai. Ambresco. Pick the mic. Don't sing. Just minister. Apakasila daile. Covenant. Come to life and grace. Oh, Ambrasco Hila, Ambrasco. I see the light of Jesus shining on men tonight. Scolia Tami, Broskata Paroto Hila. The hawk's law is his owner. How come you are trying to survive without him? Kami Kopreskila. Eagle, fly. You were born to fly. You were made to fly. Seila Kambrekila. Presence. He wants to with you. He wants to with you. Like hand, he's to glove. Oh. Yele baratila. Yele preskeila. His light. By his light, we see light. We are hunters. We are hunters.
after him. We look for him. There's direction in him. There's clarity. The true and the best expression of yourself is encoded in him. The horse knoweth his owner. How come? How come you don't know your maker? Sepre kaila tai, proska, impres kataya. That problem in your family is because you have not risen. And generations are asking, are you the one who is to come? Or should we wait for another? I come tonight. In the volume of books written about my life. Oh my. Oh my. Yele brekaila de. Hasina mamote. Abraskeila. Abreskataile. Ambreskoda. Imbraskata papa. Abreskeila. Rebel tonight. Rebel, 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 rebel. I will not fail where my mother failed. I will not fail where my father failed. This sin will not keep me under this stage. I break free. He said, when you become restless, when you become restless, you are not restless. You are, hey, my God. See the light of Jesus. Can you rise up tonight? Can you rise up? Abreskatai, Ambreskatei, Ambreskatopi Hela, Ayaborodia Kabila Dosi. We are looking out for our God. We are looking for our maker. Asahi Labo. Praise Kopa. And praise Kata. And praise Kote. Elevailata. Two more minutes. By his light, we find light. There are updates. There are updates to download. Ole Maratila. Ole Maratila. If you feed us all, there's more. Download. Ambreskeila, Braskatoa, Braskate Paila, Mampepa Papa Paya. There are ideas locked up in your spirit. Ambreskaya de, Ambreskotiatahi, Ambreskaya, Ambreskatabo, Ambreskila. Sai le che il lavoro dire.